Weekend Drive is brought to you by Reynolds & Reynolds, the industry leader in automotive technology. To find out more, visit reyrey.com. That's R-E-Y-R-E-Y.com.
Welcome into Weekend Drive for this Saturday. Jason Stein, happy to be here with you again, along with my co-host, Mike Martinez. Mike Wayland is off. What's sitting in the middle of us is Fred LaSalle, the president and CEO of BorgWarner. Welcome to the set of Weekend Drive.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
And welcome to your sixth or seventh week now the job. Exciting times to be at BorgWarner and you're new in the chair. But you're not new to BorgWarner. Tell us a little bit about your own background and your time with the company.
Yeah, I've been in the auto space 28 years and 19 of which with BorgWarner. I started 19 years ago as a sales engineer in France, and here I am as a CEO, which speaks volume to what is possible in this company.
And something like 13 or 14 moves within the company, correct?
14 moves as a family.
14 moves as a family.
As a family,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you're 14th to Metro Detroit, so welcome again. BorgWarner changing completely now from maybe the company that we knew 10 or 15 years ago. Tell us a little bit about that transformation.
I wouldn't say it's changing. It's not a transformation. It's an evolution. We're still very attached to the products that we've made for combustion engines and transmissions, but we've evolved the company to become balanced across combustion, hybrid propulsion architectures, and electric propulsion architectures. We're now in a position to offer the whole panel of products.
Fred, I'm curious if there's any danger in that balance, right? Because you're seeing different countries, you're seeing different areas really focus in on EVs. Mm-hmm. So by placing bets in all three engine types, propulsion methods, you know, if I go to a racetrack and I bet mm-hmm. on every single horse, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right, there's a chance that, you know, I may not win big. Mm-hmm. Is there a danger if people do go away from internal combustion, you guys are still investing mm-hmm. heavily in that?
Mm-hmm. So I would say the answer is clearly no. There is being able to offer the broad range of product across combustion, hybrid, and electric in a meaningful way positions us as a partner to our customers. Our customers also are wondering what they have to do and what they want to do. And we're helping them doing that and finding the right solutions and the right propulsion architectures. And we can do that because we are so broad in the portfolio offering that this is creating a very, very positive relationship.
So, Fred, in many ways, you're very much agnostic to what happens with the future.
We are. I would say that now we are overweight to hybrid and electrics. And we are loving the great products that we offer in combustion. We think that combustion has still a long way to go. And very efficient gasoline engines are really, really important for our customers. But yeah, we've got great product on electric, full system battery electric vehicle propulsion architectures, and the vast array of different hybrid architectures. We are everywhere in propulsion.
When you think about the more immediate future, in what way will components perhaps decrease, or which components will decrease going forward?
Mm-hmm. So in the propulsion area, we all know that there is a decrease in diesel in Europe, which is happening especially for the smaller diesel. And as far as we're concerned, we've prepped ourselves for that decline since many years. And now we're not only agnostic on combustion, hybrid, and electric, but in Europe by 2020, we'll be agnostic between diesel and gasoline.
How about on the fuel cell? So people have been talking about that technology for mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. Will it ever catch on?
I think you'll see fuel cell. I don't know at what volume, but in the propulsion area, you'll see a lot of different solutions. And there is no silver bullet. There is no one size fits all. If you're in propulsion, you have to be offering a broad range of product. That's what we do. We actually have product for fuel cells.
Is it time to reevaluate your automotive technology needs? Listen to Brad Sperber, dealer principal, and Ron Vartanian, general manager of Manhattan Beach Toyota, talk about why they partnered with Reynolds & Reynolds.
My philosophy is when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're rotten. So we're always looking for better tools to help our business.
Customer service has become such an important priority in today's day and age. We have to be on the cutting edge of all technology. Reynolds fits in our overall vision of our dealership by giving us one tool that sales, service, parts, finance, the business office, everybody could use, everybody understands. Compared to all the other vendors and products out there, it's just a very easy and efficient product and makes it very easy to run your business.
It's been fantastic. It's a new way of selling. We saw a return on investment from day one. The first month we saw almost $40,000 in gross profit. You can just see it pays for itself.
For more information about why you should consider switching to Reynolds & Reynolds, visit rayray.com/yreynolds. Once again, that's rayray.com/yreynolds.
A lot of talk around cafe, and cafe changes are certainly been in the news this year. Do you win and win no matter which way this comes out?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
tell us how.
I'll tell you why. I think so. Cafe, nobody knows what's gonna come, right? I think it's in a few months we'll know. But directionally, we think that our customers, in any case, need more efficient propulsion architectures. They are global. They need this efficiency in order to win globally, and we're here to help them. If the cafe is pushing for more combustion for longer, it's good for us. If there is electrification and an acceleration in electrification, we also have the products for those type of propulsion architectures. Again, the product offering that we have is so broad that, to your point, we have, I would say, hedged our bets a little bit because nobody knows. Nobody knows. We don't know if combustion is going to be lasting longer than some people think. Some people think that electrification is going to come super fast. And it all depends where. Depends with customers. So we've made the call to be focused in propulsion, but within that space, be very broad.
I'm also curious about another major trend in the industry, everybody shifting away from passenger cars, going towards SUVs and crossovers. We've debated on this show whether or not that's a good decision for companies like Ford or others that are getting out of that space. But you have a very unique take on that. You agree with that shift. Why does that help you guys?
So first of all, we deliver propulsion architectures that usually cut across different car lines. So we're not attached to a vehicle, but we attach to a propulsion architecture. And obviously for us, being one of the key leaders in the world in four-wheel drive systems, the migration to crossovers and SUVs is obviously a good thing for both.
And it seems to be helping now that more automakers are coming out with more models, probably more work for you guys.
Absolutely.
BorgWarner always means turbos. Mm-hmm. So how does the turbo continue to change and advance?
So if you look at the global volume of combustion and hybrid propulsion architectures, you will see that the turbo take rate is increasing year over year for many, many years to come. Why? Because in the most popular future hybrid propulsion architectures, you need an efficient combustion engine and downsized. And turbo is a key enabler for efficient and downsized gasoline engines.
So going forward, we will always have, I think, a conversation to some extent, as long as the IC engine continues the way it is, about turbos.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. We'll likely always have a conversation about BorgWarner and the Indy 500 as well.
Yes.
Probably an event you're very much looking forward to.
Absolutely.
I know you have a visit with a certain driver coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, so I will have the great pleasure to spend an evening with Will Power next week and get to know him a little bit better. It's a great honor for me, and I can't wait to be in the winner circle next year in May.
But there's also some chiseling that's going on too, right? The baby Borgs, his face on the baby Borg.
Absolutely. So next week, Will and Will Behrens, who's the sculptor, are going to meet, and Will Power is going to see the first, sculpture in plaster or maybe clay before it's actually transformed into a miniaturized silver picture and then and then added on to that wonderful trophy.
Which is a very emotional moment for these drivers.
Very emotional when they see this, correct? Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll be there.
Emotional for them, emotional for you. Yes. Will and Fred
absolutely.
Will all be there in the same spot. All right. Well, we wish you best of luck, and
thank you
for joining us on the show. If we had milk and a wreath, we would put it over you at this point and give you the bottle of milk. But for now, we'll just say thanks for being part of Weekend Drive.
Thank you.
And pleasure.
Show.
For Mike Martinez, Jason Stein, and the CEO of BorgWarner, we'll see you again next Saturday on Weekend Drive.